decided to catch up on the Kennedy Malloy Drive Show. Why not score a $10, $20 or $50 BCF voucher as well? With every specially marked case of Great Northern. Search Great Northern BCF for more information. T's and C's apply. Over 18s only. Drink responsibly.
Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Yes, hello Australia and welcome to the big Wednesday edition of Kennedy Malloy. Hello, Jane Kennedy.
Hello, Mickey Malloy.
Hello, Dangerous Dave.
G'day, Mick. G'day, Jane.
Here we go. Hey, good news just to hand, people. Announced not moments ago. The curve is still flattening.
What we are doing
is genuinely helping.
Good on you,
we'll get
Australia.
The news report through. Long way to go, of course. Don't take your foot off the gas.
That's it.
But everything is heading in the right direction. More good news. Guess what?
What?
Richard Wilkins out of trouble.
Oh, Dicky.
It's a negative test. Finally. We'll
cover
that
more.
What?
What else is good news? Shane Warne has been stocking up on sausages.
Oh.
So let's all go around to Warney's place. He's got a big barbie going on there.
The dinner.
Sausage in bread. It's all happening.
Dinner's on Warney. I'll go around like his fingers. I'm on a sausage the size of his spinning finger.
That would be excellent.
Would that be too much?
We've got the great Neralee Meadows chatting to us
awesome.
Today as well.
She's one of our great
sports commentators.
Yeah.
You got that right.
And we're going to chat to her with her favourite things, her sports docos, and she's also got a podcast out that we want to talk about.
All right. Merrick Watts is on the show. Yay. Apparently he's going bonkers in lockdown.
Well, he's in lockdown too.
He's
we'll
in a genuine lockdown. He's a bit loose. We might need to go into delay.
I've seen him.
He's running around his underpants living off berries. It's not a good
look. I have got some really amazing news. Do you remember Page Three girl Samantha Fox?
Oh, yes, I do. Big cans. And I can say that because it was okay at the time.
It was okay at the time to say that. I got some news about her and her relationship.
Right.
Okay.
If you knew that she was in one at all.
Sheesh.
And Mick,
you're going mad in lockdown, aren't you? I don't know how you came across
mad.
That story.
Yep.
But
well,
you've
it's
got
when
it.
I just saw. I used to love the song she sang, "Touch Me, Don't You Want to Feel My Body."
Okay. Can you isolate that crab for me, please?
we'll play that.
Also, believe it or not, Mick, a school teacher in Australia wants to use us and has been using us for reference for her Year 11 English students
as a teaching aid.
That's right.
Possibly. What not to do if you don't want to end up peddling toilet humour on national radio.
Well, we might catch up with her and ask her, what are you doing?
What are you up to? We're going to talk about a brothel, an unlicensed brothel that got raided in Brisbane.
You're not allowed to be open, are you?
Ladies, I've got some advice for you. You should take a leaf out of Malaysia's book. I'll play you something that's suggested to the woman of Malaysia.
Oh,
write this down, girls.
Yeah.
We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets.
Sounds like a very big show.
We've got a song whisperer up on blocks. There's so much to get through. Can we start with you, Dange? How's the gets?
I posted
some pictures last night. I was starting to freak out.
Well, it was gets down as I tweeted out because the gets was not mobile. I think someone deliberately put a screw in my tyre.
There's no one in the office.
I think someone might have snuck down and did it deliberately.
How many Ks on the gets?
So it's got 195,000.
I
want to get to the magic 200,000 on the gets, and then I might say goodbye to it. Maybe give it away on the show or something. Maybe someone can win it as a prize.
You know where it should be?
It should be
like in a Hard Rock Cafe.
One
of those rocket, like car museums.
Yes.
Well,
where they've got Hitler's car.
Like Lindsay Fox or something.
Yes. We should speak to these people.
You get the bonnet and you could put that up at Triple M. I mean, we need to rock and roll this building up. Well, if I was
sure.
in the building,
well, we
I'm
could put
home,
it in the lift because it's pretty small, so to come up to the first floor, no dramas.
That's true.
But it's okay. I got the spare on, so we're mobile again.
How are you going at home, Jane? Were you on a Zoom dinner party last night?
I did have a very enjoyable dinner party. I booked the call, so you book your calls if you want. From 7 p.m. to 10
Can you tell me who else was in the dinner party?
I'm sure he wouldn't mind if I said it was Eddie McGuire and
his wife
Carla. And another couple of friends of ours, Pete and Angie, and we all met, and we had a bit of a... It was great fun.
Sounds a bit eyes wide shutty to me.
How could it be eyes wide shut?
Well, because it just reeks of some kind of...
Doesn't reek of anything.
Very rich, opulent...
So, what, you got
the cook, the thief, his wife and her lover style... dinner where
there's
lots of harpsichord and
it wasn't harpsichord.
So is it laptops out and you just stare at your laptop or something? Is that how?
Well, you set the table like you're at a restaurant. Each person. And you all, I ordered food from one of our favourite local restaurants.
And does it all arrive at the same time or?
Yeah, there was a schedule.
How do you know it arrives at the same time?
Because you make sure you've ordered it and it's come before. And we have your entree, you have your nibbles and
what about reds? Are you all drinking the same reds?
Well, someone may have got some reds and then dropped them at people's houses. Some guy I know might have done that as a gesture and we all had enough Pinot.
This is, you know what you like? Those people who went to the party at Aspen and got everyone
That is a terrible accusation.
This is the circle you live in.
Leafy suburbs.
Yeah, but we're in isolation, so how can we possibly be like
the rest of us, don't you?
We are nothing like
those
irresponsible
with the filthy
people.
Rich. The problem with the filthy rich is they think the world's theirs. Their little plaything.
Flouting
the
law.
And if we get it, stay home. And whatever you do, stop isolating at one of your country estates or your beach houses because people don't like that.
I think you wish you were at the dinner. That's what I'm thinking.
You know who I wish I was going to have a Zoom dinner party with?
Who's that?
Warnie.
Oh, yeah. No, Warnie,
get the sausages out of the fridge. We both get the sausages out at the same time. We defrost the sausages.
That would be fun.
Yep.
Look, I tell you what, we're going to go to a song, but after that, I want to play something, Mick, that was on radio today. But I'm going to do it when we come back.
All right, we'll do it when we come
back. You've got a big fan.
Also, quick reminder, Front Bar is back on the TV tonight. 9 o'clock nationally, Australia-wide.
9 p.m. national on the
7 network. So everyone can see you.
It's going to be great. It's our isolation special. We're going to try and make you laugh and have some fun during the age of coronavirus.
Missing live TV.
And Andy Lee, Sam Pang, myself, Fitzy's in isolation. It should be a bit of fun.
What a great lineup.
Watch it after MAFS. I don't know if people still watching it.
Oh, don't mention MAFS. We don't need to see that.
9
we'll
o'clock.
Be hanging out. We'll all be sitting there. With our beers.
With our Great Northern.
Down and watch you at 9 o'clock.
Sounds good to me.
That's tonight, Channel 7. And we're here thanks to the Great Northern Brewing Company. This is Kennedy Malloy.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
We interrupt this program.
My message is,
how dare you?
Apocalypse Watch!
This is not a test.
Kennedy Malloy's Apocalypse Watch.
Sure is. We're right in it. But we're going to begin today's Apocalypse Watch, Jane, with some good news. Paul Kelly, the Deputy Chief Medical Officer, moments ago had this press conference. Now, it's not all good news, but it's heading in the right direction. Have a listen.
So we have 4,860 cases now and 20 deaths, unfortunately, throughout that. The curve is in fact flattening. We haven't had a large increase since in the last 24 hours, although the numbers continue to increase. I think this is full credit to the Australian public who have really taken on enormous changes in their lives over the last few weeks.
Round of applause, Australia.
Yeah, well done.
Oh, look, so it does make a difference for people who are, you're being so, everyone's being so unbelievably good.
Everyone's trying, doing the right thing.
Everybody's trying.
Possibly going a little balmy. There has been some crazy behaviour that we've noticed from
pockets here and
there, people
who
have been isolated for too long.
Well, there's been a little bit of crazy behaviour as we speak. Actually, today it happened.
Well,
it happened, this was brought to our attention, happened on a Melbourne radio station, 774. An ABC caller called Di called up and, well, let me just play this.
Good afternoon, Di.
I just wanted to share my dream the other night. I had the most amazing dream, I hope it's appropriate, about Mick Malloy.
Oh.
And what it was just two people, him and I, sitting down and laughing all the way through the dream. Laughing, laughing, laughing. Nothing else, just a lot of laughter.
That's actually beautiful, Di.
That's what I thought, and I'm actually going to drop him a note and tell him that I dreamt about him.
He won't be freaked out about that at all, don't you worry.
No, but it was just so restorative because I woke up very clear and laughed. I was in such a great mood. And, you know, the restorative ability of laughter is just profound. And if we can keep laughing. But it was just a privilege. You know how sometimes you have a dream and you think, oh, if I explain it to someone, they're going to think I'm absolutely crazy.
Yeah, I do
but
know.
But it was very real, and those lovely twinkly eyes of his, and he's quite a cheeky man, but he's a very funny man. And it was a memory that I will cherish.
I want to know if he ever gets back to you when you contact him. Di, continue this story with us. We are interested.
I will.
Well, then what a lovely thing.
Die.
Isn't that nice?
Restorative ability of laughter you and her had.
And don't forget my twinkly eyes. Give us a call, 133353. If you think I am A, funny, charming, and
twinkly eyes. Was it like a dream segment or something?
Well,
I don't quite understand the purpose of the call.
For speaking her truth. And obviously there was no hanky-panky. It was just the two of us sitting together laughing.
You've been dreamed about.
In a restorative fashion.
Isn't that
I believe that's the tip of the dream iceberg out there.
Hey, Mick, you wouldn't believe who's rung through right now. Who's on the phone.
Are you kidding?
I think that might be Di.
Oh, hello. Di?
Hello? Is that Mick?
Okay, I get it.
Oh, God, you cheeky man.
Now, Di...
I'm so embarrassed.
What
Mick,
is it? What is it that you really enjoyed about me? That it was the twinkle, the twinkle behind the eyes. Was it the?
Oh, look! I have to tell you. I have to reiterate. It was so restorative.
Now listen.
We laughed. Oh, how we laughed! You and your little twinkling eyes and your little man bod.
Di, you calm the phone.
Yes.
I think you're crossing the line.
Oh,
here.
Come on. No, I'm not. It was just a big hoot. It was just so. Listen, now I've got to tell you, Mick.
I've got to tell you.
Yes, I'm 58, yes. But I'm in great shape. Now, I'm a book. Just last year did the Camino de Santiago with a group of friends. And I'm a golfer. I've got golfing legs, I have to tell you. I'm a member of the Royal Melbourne Golf Club.
Wow.
And I have to say that I am trim, tall, terrific.
Well.
And, well, actually, I am married. Tony will kill me when he finds out.
Right. When I get out of isolation, Di, you're in a lot of trouble. Thanks for your call.
Oh, you cheeky man. Cheeky, aren't
I think she's dropped out. I think she's finally dropped out.
Thank you for calling, by the way. Isn't that amazing, though? She must be a massive fan of yours. Not only is she ringing like AM radio in Melbourne, she's decided that, you know what, I'm going to listen to the show.
I think it was very unfair.
I think
Jane Kennedy needs to.
Well, Jane's sort of gone missing from the...
Hi, Jane.
Oh, no.
Jane, you're not going to believe who just called in.
Who told?
You missed
it.
You would have been beside yourself.
Don't tell me I missed it.
You're in a lot of trouble.
How was she?
I thought you were a little harsh.
A little man bod.
Yeah. She sounds delightful, and I'd like to take this up. I just think,
really?
No words, just staring.
But
at
you
each
know
other.
That people are going mad, surely, in isolation. If someone's doing
you just can't be happy
it.
For me, Jane, can you? You couldn't.
No, I can't.
It was
actually.
Too much for you that someone might have thought that
I was a little sweetheart,
a nice guy.
By her. Is she well to do? What was
I don't think
background?
So. I think she seems like very decent. I don't like your characterisation.
58 and married.
58?
Tony.
Oh, 58?
How dare you? She sounds totally wonderful, and I can't wait to spend some quality time with Di.
Well, isn't that nice? Good on you, Di. We'd love to hear
appreciate
some more
you.
From
cool.
you.
All right. Coming afterwards. Up, Narrowly Meadows. This is Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
And it's time for a little this.
Club COVID-19's got an inductee.
Okay.
Oh, no.
All right.
Hang
it's
on.
Time for an intervention.
Has where's Maddie
he?
Been?
Maddie Dow, where is he isolating?
He's down the back at the moment. He's in a darkened studio.
He's in a dark room.
One night in Bangkok. Yeah, do you want to hear it again?
Yeah.
COVID-19's got an inductee.
Okay, he's enjoying that far too much.
That is a really bizarre choice.
It's too,
worse than his royal version.
Oh, this one here.
Which was worse than the previous one.
Club COVID, Club COVID, Club COVID-19.
We really need to have vision.
And this one as well.
COVID-19, oh COVID-19.
But that's all right because we've got this one now.
Club COVID-19's got an inductee.
The curve is flattening, people. It's the only bit of
Club
good news.
Club COVID does have a new inductee, does it?
Who?
But it's got a post inductee. It's got somebody leaving the gang.
We're leaving. So for the first time, yes. We say yes. Goodbye, farewell, congratulations to young Dickie Wilkins.
Oh, well done.
Dickie's out.
He and his massive wang have been discharged
from the COVID-19. You don't have to keep saying that.
He's just, you know. It's,
what?
He's so relieved to be out. And he burnt a box of Corona in sort of a symbolic burning of the box of Corona beer. Or he put it in the bin.
Harsh.
Mm. I mean, I might have handed it.
Bills are good.
I don't think he burnt it. I think he put it in the
bin. Does this mean the Logies is back on?
Oh.
No, there's no Logies.
Why can't the Logies be on? Just because little Grant Denyer.
He's not doing the red carpet.
Tiny Grant Denyer.
Well, you don't have to mention the size.
Well, I'll tell you.
What's that to do with Grant Denyer? He hasn't cancelled it.
I'll tell you what. Richard Wilkins' wang's bigger than Grant Denyer. Than Grant Denyer.
Wow.
Yeah, now you've jumped the shark.
Well, I can't do that. Not a little mention size all of a sudden.
No, you're not allowed to talk about that.
So. All right, well, we're underway. Yes. So well done to Richard Wilkins. Yeah. Good luck. Welcome back to the real world. Mm. You've done your time.
We'll see you back on our screens on the TV. You can go and see your mate Carl and Ellie on the Today Show.
Can you get a warm welcome, or do you reckon they'll be kind of wearing tongs, you know, gloves and saying, don't get near me?
I've bought masks today. I wear a mask now when I go out. Well, I did. I had to go and visit somewhere today, so I gloved up. Don't laugh. Gloved up.
You haven't gloved up since your...
All right.
Since your school... Was it your school uniform? Careful. You used to wear gloves and hats, didn't you?
Yes, in very early days.
You did.
At Genizano Convent.
That's it.
You remember those picnic at Hanging Rock schools. Yes. You know, those...
Miranda.
Sort of snobby sort of stuff.
Hey, Dave, stop with your snobbiness. Listen, I'm not the one with the bloody driver. I'm the one who drives myself.
Whoa,
so just stand down.
Go
on
at
that.
He drives a Getz and it's broken.
I'm talking to you.
Oh, the driver. Do you know what I want? Like a Pope Mobile.
Oh yeah.
Of course you do.
I stand in the back and someone drives me around town.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Good view.
It's all good.
I'll
fun.
Tell you what. Shane Warne, you know, up with what he's doing.
This is fantastic news. Yep. Fire away.
Well, we all know that Warne has one of the more interesting palates in Australia.
Well, he's not going to be having a hoity-toity kind of Zoom dinner
party. Listen, back off with all that. Back off with my hoity-toity bit.
So he's a man of the people.
Yeah. He likes baked beans. He likes very plain. He likes chicken.
He famously had a pallet of baked beans shipped overseas for a tour of India. And we've never forgotten it. And I know somebody went down around to Warne's house. It was a long time ago for a dinner party, and he microwaved a pie. And I've always admired him as a man.
You have cheese in your fridge.
As a man, that's exactly right. Right on.
That's why you're alive. That's why you're mates. So what he's been doing is he's very worried about a food stuff that is being
so he's stockpiling.
Run out.
Is he panic buying? Would you describe?
I think he's panic bought.
He's panic buying sausages. Have a listen.
I can hear Dad in the pantry. He's not big on cooking. He doesn't like the fancy dishes, but he's a good cook. Let's see what he's doing.
Well, we've got bolognese or barbecue. I think barbecue wins. And chocolate!
Warne.
So that would be the three food groups.
Maybe he is. Maybe he's getting a bit ahead of himself. I mean, barbecue, pardon me, Your Majesty.
Yeah, that's right.
What's wrong with bolognese?
So this is his choice, and that was to his lovely son. He's going,
and there's
what do you want for dinner?
There's a picture of his fridge. Mm. And he's got a lot of sausages in there.
Right.
And I
don't want it. Even when he says barbecue, I don't think there's much else going on the barbecue.
He's got a house up for sale at the moment. Mm-hmm. So go round for the inspection.
Good idea.
Get a floor
open
plan.
The fridge.
Walk in, and as you slide past the fridge, just honk. Help yourself. Bang,
I hope
get
you can
in there.
Cook his sausage as well.
Catch some snags.
All right.
I love it.
Now, do you want a Sam Neill update?
Yes, please.
Okay, well, we know that Sam Neill's gone mad, basically.
Yeah, we know, he is. He's gone bonkers. Yeah. He can't be helped.
And remember the very first one that he posted?
What was it? Can we refresh
your
memory?
Well, he was talking about, it was about sneakers, wasn't it?
Oh, I've got the audio.
You've got the audio?
Yeah,
great.
Well, like a lot of the world, I'm kind of in self-isolation at the moment, so what to do? Well, yesterday I did something really useful. I laundered all my sneakers. And I made quite a discovery. I didn't realize I had so many shoes that are pretty much exactly the same. But boy, do they smell good. And I can't really go anywhere much in them, so I'm in my slippers and I'm doing fine. And I hope you are too.
Dirty, rotten sneaker sniffer.
Yeah.
Well,
no place for that.
No, they smelt refreshing.
Well, should you be sniffing people's sneakers, Jane?
Well, I think this is an issue because I've heard from a doctor who has said people who run past you, the dirty joggers, stay away, get back out of their way because they have lots of stuff dripping off their body.
Oh, my God.
Not only their sweat, it's what's coming out their mouth when they go past you. And I had this incident happen to me the other day when I was in the pub. The dog, jogger walked past. I literally felt the jogger's breath on the back of my neck.
Oh, wow. Okay. Was it a poo jogger? Because that would be really terrible if it was a poo jogger.
No, there are rules, please.
But the sneakers are bad, and sneakers are harbouring judges. I think sneakers are worse possibly even than the Ugg boot. Is the Ugg boot?
Moccasin could be up there.
The moccasin has more problems than coronavirus, I would have thought.
What about your Crocs? Well, they're an open, so you can breathe. What about your Birks? You've got dirty Birks.
Mm. You made me throw out a pair of Birks.
That was terrible too.
Yeah, well, they're about 5 years old, so I had to.
In fact, they've traced it back. That's where the whole coronavirus started.
Yeah, that's right.
What about treads?
Treads.
All right, we get the idea. Don't go sniffing your own runners, Sam Neill style. Don't do it.
Careful.
Hey, Nerilee Meadows, not far away. We've got the Song Whisperer coming up soon as well, and Merrick Watts to join us in the second hour.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
We interrupt this program.
My message is...
How dare you?
Apocalypse Watch!
This is not a test.
Kennedy Malloy's Apocalypse Watch.
We are mucking around down the adult end of the pool here. If there's kids in the car, kids in the isolation tent.
Yes,
well, that's right.
Get them to go play some Scrabble or some bingo or something.
Idea. Some
For a minute.
Monopoly for kids.
While we tackle some of the more challenging issues facing adults.
Challenging and real issues.
In the world of lockdown. Let's go to Brisbane.
Right.
Yeah.
Basically an unlicensed Brisbane brothel has been fined, well, I guess for being unlicensed in the first place, but for flouting the gathering ban. Here's some audio.
Detectives went to the Lavender Massage and Spa in Lutwyche on Monday and found they were still offering services. They say they went far beyond beauty therapy and massage. The 37-year-old business owner has been slapped with a $6,600 fine. Her 25-year-old employee was also given an on-the-spot fine of $1,300. Both will also have to face court on prostitution charges.
Probably shouldn't use the word slapped there. Yeah. Conjures up images of what's going on behind closed doors.
How come the worker was fined as well? Just doing her job, told what to do.
Probably, I'm going to have a guess, violating the social distancing rules.
Yeah.
Ending for everyone.
Happens at your standard old rub and tug, which no one's doing it tougher.
Well, everybody has. It's not fair if you're the only place open.
And I say this, so when this ban ends, guys, get out and go down the pub and have a drink and go to your favourite restaurant. Also, go and support your local.
The adult industry.
your little massage joint. See if you can't get them back on their feet.
Right.
As quickly as possible.
There's a service. It's a very appreciated
service. Been
around
a while.
Now,
somebody says it's the oldest profession in the world, I'll kill them.
Yeah, the oldest profession in the world.
Oh, my God.
How's this? It's because, you know, now you're only allowed out in pairs, so you can only go out with one other. Mm. How's this affecting your threesome, Stove?
Okay. That's something
I'll tell you what.
What?
It can affect people because, have you heard the story about the couple? She found out her husband was cheating, but they've got to self-isolate together.
Oh, all of them.
So, yeah, so she just found out.
You're cheating on me?
Well, she was in Nebraska. She's in Nebraska, and she discovered her husband of 6 years had been cheating on her with several people.
Right.
Following the birth of their child. Oh, this is
That's almost a mitigating circumstance.
Yeah, she's got to. So what do you do? She's kicked him out of the bed. He's sleeping on the sofa, but they're in the same house for 2 weeks, plus a toddler and a newborn baby. Oh, wouldn't
that be a fun house? He is in for the longest isolation. Time will stand still in that isolation. There's nowhere to hide in that isolation.
Not at all.
You're cooked. You've done the wrong thing, and you can't even get away with it.
You told me you had a really interesting story.
Jane,
that was a good story for women from Malaysia.
Women of Australia, I'd like a minute of your time, if I could, please. Mm-hmm. If you could lend your ears to the following which is a message from Malaysia regarding women's behaviour in lockdowns. If you could produce a pen and paper. And we'll,
is this from the government of
from
Malaysia,
the government, and we'll quiz you about this. This is, okay. I think we can look and learn here, ladies of Australia.
In a series of posts on his official Instagram account yesterday, it urged women to refrain from arguing with or nagging their husbands to do household chores. Women are urged to use humorous words. The ministry also advised women against being sarcastic with their partners. Instead, it said that partners needed to be informed to help around the house. This was part of his campaign to reduce domestic arguments at home.
Now, there's a lot of good advice there. Girls.
Oh, I'm so sorry to be sarcastic.
Okay, well, that'll be that sarcasm we're talking about.
Stop
right
it.
There.
What?
That
is, that's hang on.
You're ticking every box there, yes. Jane.
I am.
You're all like lawless, lawless, unsupportive.
Yeah.
Oh, and sorry. In the ministry also urged women to dress up and wear makeup while working from home,
girls,
in isolation particularly.
Girls, would it kill you? Would it kill you?
Little lippy.
Something
what
nice.
What is going
you,
on?
Man, well, in isolation. I'll tell you what, as soon as I'm out of isolation, Malaysia it is. You know, just be cool.
What's taking you so long, buddy?
To work
my
this
God.
Out.
That's
right.
Your dream place.
We get the idea. Hey, when we come back, is it nearly Meadows time?
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Merrick Watts is going to join us in the next hour as well. Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy.
Hey, I'm really happy and proud to introduce one of my favourite people in the world and one of the best sports broadcasters going around. It's been a pleasure to work for her from time to time on shows like Before the Game and, of course, Triple M's world-class commentary of the cricket. When it comes to AFL, Olympics, any sport, you name it, she's the best in the business. I loved her coverage of the T20 women's competition culminating in the final, and I believe I saw her the other day on Katy Perry's Instagram.
No kidding.
True or false? Let's ask the woman herself. It's Neroli Meadows. How are you, Nez?
Everything you just said is true, and I'll buy you dinner later. Thank
you very much. Oh, that sounds fair enough. That's a lovely pump up Mickey's given you, and it's all true, Neroli.
Oh, thank you. That's very kind of you. But yeah, the Katy Perry thing the other day, that was very bizarre indeed. I was not expecting that whilst in isolation and not having human contact for the last 2 weeks.
No, you didn't see that coming. Let's start there, though, because it must have been, you've been following sport for so long and reporting on it. Tell us what the T20 final on that day in front of that massive crowd meant to you and other women who love sport and in particular cricket.
Oh, it meant everything, Mickey. It was so amazing. 86,000 people, and thank goodness we snuck it in before the restrictions came into play.
Well, so many thank goodnesses, isn't it?
Yes, that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, honestly, it was one of the greatest days of my life, and that's not even exaggerating. I've watched so many of these girls play cricket for so many years, and it's built and built and built, and there was just such a wonderful feeling. And you know, it was definitely one of those where was I, you know, when moments.
Yep.
And to be able to answer that by saying on the middle of the MCG interviewing Billie Jean King, like, it's a pretty cool day.
Yeah.
Well, it was a cool day. And it kicked off with Katy Perry singing, set the pace, set the scene for everyone, goosebumps.
Yep.
And just as a chick as well, watching, having watched so many men's finals, God, I was absolutely elated as well.
Well,
yeah, it was phenomenal. And the way that all the like girls got around each other and supported each other, and a lot of the players were sort of looking at me, even though I haven't played cricket, like almost in this acknowledgement of what we've all brought to the table to get us to that point. And that was the coolest part.
So also in your travels, I tune in to watch one of the great sporting events in the world, possibly the biggest, is Super Bowl. And I flip onto ESPN and bugger me, there's Neroli Meadows. I go, I know her. I work with her. Tell us how that came about, because that's one of the biggest gigs in the world.
I know, my year was going so well until Miss Rona came along. No, Super Bowl was absolutely phenomenal. Basically, ESPN, believe it or not, slipped into my DMs on Instagram.
Yes.
And said, we'd love to take you to the Super Bowl and work with us in Miami. And it was such a phenomenal experience. Like, you know, the hotel we were staying at, Lil Wayne dropped an album at 3 o'clock in the morning in the next hotel. Like, the streets were locked down. We were getting police escorts to the set. It was just one of the most bizarre experiences of my life. It was so much fun.
Yeah. With this corona lockdown, it really has changed so many things. How are you coping yourself and what are you doing with sports-wise as someone who loves watching sport? What can you offer? What can you suggest for people to watch?
Yeah, well, I reckon it's a great time to catch up on a few docos. And I must admit, I've been watching things like Tiger King, like everyone else.
Sporting docos for sports fans. If you want to watch something, obviously OJ Made in America is a classic if you haven't seen
really,
it.
Yeah, really, really good.
Can I mention my favourite? My favourite. One that I honestly believe people should watch is Hoop Dreams. You've seen Hoop Dreams?
No, I haven't seen Hoop Dreams. Wow. So add that to my list during
the year. Add it to the list. One of the most extraordinary. It's about two kids who want to make it in basketball. It's takes one of the most extraordinary turns I've ever seen. But go, what are you suggesting?
Well, I've watched The Test, which I absolutely loved. That's been really good fun. And, and obviously I've had a bit of an intimate look at the Test team for such a long time covering cricket. So it's been fascinating watching that. But the other one that I love, less of a doco, but NFL Films on Twitter, or you know, social media, if you get the chance, go and look there because they break down the game in such a storytelling and analytical way that it's absolutely phenomenal. Like their breakdown of the
Is that the 30 for 30s you're talking about? Or
no, it's NFL Films. So it's the actual NFL run side of things, and they have access to everything. So it's kind of like the, you know, the season openers that we get in AFL, those great stories that they tell. It's sort of similar to that, except it's with so much more money and everything.
Yes, the production values, I imagine, are incredible.
There's a ripper too that I like, which is the Russian guy, the doctor who was caught cheating with drugs.
Oh, yes, the cyclist.
The cyclist, which is one of the real options. Okay, hey, before we let you go, we want to talk to you and I want to congratulate you about your podcast, Ordinarily Speaking. Now, when you were on Fox, you used to do great one-on-one interviews with largely AFL footballers at the time, but you've so far recorded interviews for your podcast with Peter Siddle, Glenn Maxwell, Eamon Sullivan, Adam Treloar, of course, and they're very intense one-on-ones. How are you going and are you loving it?
Yeah, thanks, Mickey. No, I'm absolutely loving it. I think it's a real opportunity to show the human side of these guys, and it's so relatable, and especially at the moment. Everyone's going through a pretty challenging time, and these guys really open up and talk about how not just what they went through but how they got through the other side. So hopefully a lot of people find it really helpful.
Are there tears?
Right
Tell
now.
Me there's no tears. I don't like what's the tears. tears from you, tears from me.
They're happy tears. Most of the time.
Are they bawling like babies? I've seen you. I've watched you. You make grown men bawl like babies.
Today's episode that dropped today is Triple M's own Daisy Thomas.
Daisy Thomas. Oh, awesome. Yeah, good.
Phenomenal, honestly. I know he's a big jokester and really entertaining, but he goes into detail about a really tough childhood and how it shaped him. And I think you listen to it knowing the kind of entertainer that he is, and it just adds such a level into what he's overcome and the kind of bloke that he is.
What was tougher, his childhood or his time in the jungle?
he's a real sweetheart too, isn't he? So I've seen that side of people comes out as well.
Good on you. It's called Ordinarily Speaking. How do people get onto it? Just look it up. How
and subscribe on the podcast.
Oh, shut up, Dave. Yeah, okay. Maybe I don't know much about this.
Go to any platform that podcasts are on and it's there.
Good on you, Narrowly. Great to speak to you and good luck. Good to see you. I'll see you at Channel 7 on game day someday.
Awesome. Stay safe, guys.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
It is Kennedy Molloy, Jane Kennedy, Mick Molloy, Merrick Watts, not too far away. Hey, quick reminder too, The Front Bar is back on the TV tonight, 9 o'clock.
Forgotten all about it.
You've got to get after this show.
Right around the country, so everyone's going to see
everybody,
in Australia
9 p.m.
is able to see you.
National on Channel 7. Thanks, guys. It's our coronavirus special. It's our self-isolation special. It's been a terrible time. We're all bored out of our gourds. Mm. Have a laugh. Have a look. We'll try and entertain you. Try and put a smile on your dial. That's all we can do.
Channel 7.
That's what we do best. You've got to laugh in the face of adversity, people. Turn it around. Okay, Song Whisperer. What have we got today?
All right. This is a strange song sung by a man on his way to the city where dreams come true. Now, that's the band. This is the song. There are no dreams, only the Cold War reality of opposing forces locked in mortal combat. The stakes are high in this conflict. There can be no winner. It's mutually assured destruction in a pop song.
Oh, man.
War, what is it good for?
Oh, good one.
Ooh. Oh, you're a
careful,
very
that's
similar track,
really
but
close.
Not correct.
What about Muse and Uprising? It's a bit sort of apocalyptic, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I'd love to hear some Muse, but not
what
Muse.
What about War? What is it good for?
Absolutely nothing.
Didn't I just say that?
You did. Yeah. Edwin Starr, War.
You're both wrong.
Well, James, what Bross? James Bross has got one. Excellent. Bross has got a good one. What's their war song?
Well, when will I be famous?
No.
Oh, not Drop the Boy.
No. Frankie Goes to Hollywood.
Oh, okay.
What's that?
I can't remember that one. But if you do know, 133353, and great prize today too. Hey, we've got $100 Netflix. We've got $100 Uber Eats voucher to get it right.
Give us a call if you think you know what it is.
Get amongst it. The Song Whisperer.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy. Yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
And in this hour, we'll check in with the great Merrick Watts. Mez, struggling in lockdown, going bonkers, may have lost his marbles, running around in his underpants. That's what I hear. We'll get to the bottom of that in just a moment.
Yes, we will. Lots more coming up as well. I've just lost my sheet of paper at the moment. Hang on, I found it. It's all right.
We've got some listener feedback, Jane.
Yes.
We're getting some positive listener feedback, which makes a pleasant
true.
Change.
With a school teacher, that's right. She's going to use us in a very interesting way as reference for her students.
You have some Samantha Fox news.
I do. Very big news. Remember, page 3, girl Samantha Fox, the girl with the big hands.
Okay, we'll take your calls, we'll take your tweets. We've got so much to get through on this bigger Wednesday edition of Kennedy Malloy. But right now, it's time to check back in with us.
Jay, the Song Whisperer.
Song Whisperer. Synopsis again, please, Jay.
This is a strange song sung by a man on his way to the city where dreams come true. That's the band, this is the song. Okay. There are no dreams, only the Cold War reality of opposing forces locked in mortal combat. The stakes are high in this conflict. There can be no winner. It's mutually assured destruction in a pop song.
Okay. Would you describe that as a tale of woe?
Yes, it is a tale of woe. Specific orders,
Song Whisperer, to put a smile on our dial these days. And you just can't do it. You keep going rogue.
There's a lot about how many songs of woe there are.
You're a Debbie Downer. Yeah. Now it's time for Debbie Downer. You may as well do that. Brett from Central Coast, what have you got, mate?
Hello. Given I've just heard the synopsis again, I'm on first. I'm a bit reluctant to say.
No, mate, it doesn't necessarily mean it. Brett, trust me.
You never know.
End of the world as we know it.
It's the end of the world as we know it.
Oh, it's the acoustic version.
Acoustic and banjo version.
Banjo and what's the thingy?
Oh, the washboard.
No.
Oh, the tambourine.
Like a shaker
tambourine.
I don't want tambourine in my end of the world as we know it.
Brett, I'm going to hand you over to the Song Whisperer.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Not correct, Brett.
Oh, you were right.
Sorry, mate.
Your instincts were right.
Who's next, Jane? Who's next?
Charmaine.
ACDC Jailbreak.
There are no dreams, only the Cold War reality of opposing forces.
That'd be being
in jail.
Yep.
Great song.
Yes.
It's not.
Sorry, Charmaine.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks for trying.
Deb.
We'll go to Deb.
Deb.
Hi.
Deb, what do you think it is?
I think it's Starship, We Built This City.
Oh.
I'm not sure about this. That is kind of uplifting.
It is an uplifting song.
Who sings
this?
Who sings that song? Starship.
Yeah, it is.
Starship.
And what were their other names they sang under?
Yeah, Jefferson Airplane was part of Starship as well.
Jefferson's something or other.
Starship. Yeah.
You're a positively musical guru, aren't you?
That's right.
Yes or no, Whisperer?
No.
Oh, no. Sorry, Deb.
Hey, Deb, seriously, you were wasting your time. Yeah, that wasn't even close.
No, Deb. Give Deb a prize for no reason at all.
Yeah, Deb, you get a prize. A prize back coming your way.
All right,
yes, Deb. I don't want to her offended.
Well done. Yeah, all right. Mark.
Deb sounds lovely.
Mark, what do you got, buddy?
Jay, Mickey, Dangerous, how are you?
You're good, Mark.
What's the song?
Awesome. Princes of the Universe by Queen.
Digging a bit deep with the Queen Library
here.
That
is like a real B-side Queen song.
Queen still do my head in. There's no two songs are the same.
You're right.
They walk in and go, what do you want to do today?
Yep.
And there's just no template.
Nuts.
See, we first thought you might have been saying Flash. Princes of the Universe.
Yeah, that was the other one.
That would have been close, I reckon.
Yeah.
Either of those will take Song Whisperer.
Neither are correct.
No, you can't plead with him.
He's bitter, he's angry, he's lonely. Nothing's
going
right in his life. I'll give you a synopsis of his life. I am a born loser. I sit in a room on my own trying to frustrate people with my choice of songs.
Hang on, Craig's got one. Hang on, everybody.
Craig might have it.
Everybody quiet down. Quiet down. Because Craig has got a song.
All right.
What about Playing to Win at John Farnham?
That's a terrible song, by the way.
That is not a terrible song.
I like John
Farnham. You're an idiot.
Was that with
LRB?
That
is a great song.
Yeah, Little River Band.
They lowered their colours too. That was the lowest part of it. Can I say, that's a song that should be on like a Steve Waugh album of motivational songs style.
It's a Sunday morning sports show when they're doing highlights.
Yeah, it's a poor man's Eye of the Tiger.
Correct.
I think we've torn it apart enough. Yeah. Song Whisperer, is it the correct song?
Not correct.
Sorry, Craig.
Oh, it's not it.
All right, Luke, where are you calling from, buddy?
Hey, Luke.
Where are you calling from?
G'day, guys. Calling from the Blue Mountains.
Are you self-isolating working on a manifesto? What are you doing?
The manifesto is in my own time. No, I'm still at work. The partner's isolating, though, so I don't get to see her for a bit.
What are you, a lumberjack or something? Yeah, what do you do?
Air conditioning.
There's no need for air conditioning in the Blue Mountains, mate.
Yeah.
Just open a window. There you go. Job done. Open a window. That's $200.
That's from tradie Mick Malloy.
Yeah. All right. What do you got, Luke?
I reckon it's Two Tribes by Frankie Goes to Hollywood.
Frankie Goes to Hollywood. Good song, by the way.
Oh, well.
Very good song.
It's a strange song sung by a man on his way to the city where dreams come true.
Frankie Goes to Hollywood.
Be Frankie.
Frankie Goes to Hollywood.
That's got to be a good enough clue.
Two Tribes. Give us something, Song Whisperer. Anything?
Correct.
Hey, correct.
Hey, good news for you, Luke. You've won and you've got a couple of prizes. We've got the $100 Uber Eats voucher coming your way to the Blue Mountains.
It's just too good. That's
that
a long way to go
work.
With the Uber Eats.
And a $100 Netflix voucher for you as well,
I'm
so
exhausted.
You can enjoy some TV on us. Well
Here
done.
We go, people.
This time
Fantastic. Thank you.
Okay, Jane.
Settle down. If you want me.
Don't want that song in my head.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Time to check in with a friend of the show who I'm worried about. He has been in lockdown now. He's in the second week of lockdown. His word is he's gone mad. He's gone bonkers. He's running around in his underpants. He's making no sense. Talking in tongues is what I heard. Will he make it to the end? I don't know. Came back from overseas, got quarantined. Are you there, Merrick Watts?
Is this Jane and Mick?
What's happening?
Mate, are you
What's wrong, mate?
Heavy breathing? Are you all right?
Is it really you guys?
It is, mate.
People.
Are you in Stockholm Syndrome?
Are you okay?
I am not okay. I'm in isolation in about day 10 of isolation.
Yeah.
And I'm swear to God, I'm about to start eating my own shoes.
But are you by yourself? I've seen pictures of you and your kids.
No, Jane, I'd be fine if I was on my own. That would be like some sort of desert island scenario. No, what I've got is my family because what I did is I came back from overseas and so as a result, my entire family has to be quarantined with me. So that means that we're all in this together, which sounds like a good thing, but it's not.
Wow.
It's. I'm seriously starting to lose my mind. But I've tried to... One thing I've tried to do to keep my sanity is I've started, keeping a diary every day because I'm locked in here, and I'm going to release it, my diary, as a book, but I don't want to release it under my name because I'll sound crazy, so I'm going to use a nom de plume. So I'm thinking maybe something like Anne Frank. And,
yeah, that'll work.
Yeah, I think it'll be a bestseller. Yeah.
Well, she was a good self-isolator, she was, back in the day.
Brilliant. You know, she was best at playing hide-and-seek I have ever seen in my life.
Yep.
Which
or
we
not.
We have actually run out of that in the house. Every single place has been discovered. We've tried games, we've tried board games, we've tried craft. We've done some stuff for the kids as well.
How are the kids? Talk me through the kids. What are their ages? Yeah. Are they enjoying it? It's good family time for them, surely.
Oh, they hate us. They hate us so badly. It's gone completely tits up, Mick. I'm not going to lie. Because we're trying to do homeschooling, Jane. Have you done homeschooling?
Yeah, I just did a week of it, and the teachers were really full on and harsh, and I was being quite defensive about my slack children.
Oh, it's worse than my high school. The teachers keep going off and having sex with each other. It's disgraceful.
What?
I mean, seriously, they've got a job to do. Like, get back on the job. Get off the job and get back on the job. My wife is doing an incredible job of taking the kids through their schoolwork and trying to, you know, have some sort of normality through the day. But honestly, I'm pretending to do work. I'll go away into my little study area and pretend I'm doing work just so I can not be with my family.
Are you not doing wine workouts? I've heard you're doing daily wine workouts. Explain what that is.
I am. So every day I work out furiously. Like, I'll do like strength training. I've dangerously positioned a ladder in my own house so I can use it for chin-ups and pull-ups and stuff like that. Waiting for a spinal injury. But anyway, I'm doing all these things because otherwise I'm just going to go into fat drinky mode, whereas I just want to be in just drinky mode. So I'm trying to offset the damage I'm doing to my liver by enhancing my biceps. You know, that makes sense. It makes sense when you're in quarantine. Trust me.
Yeah.
You're looking pretty good, I have to say. And there's a great photo of you up there with your kids.
Looking sporty.
Sort of sporty
looks like you're having fun there, I've got to say. It looks like there's a lot of fun in Merrick Watts lockdown.
Well, the only thing is I've also become their PE teacher as well, because we've had to designate roles in the house. So Georgie does all of the teaching of the smart stuff, like, you know, whatever that is. And I'm the PE teacher, and I've got a whistle and everything. And I'm not even kidding when I tell you that. That's how insane I've gone in my own home.
A whistle?
I've got a sports whistle, Jane, and I wear it around my neck, and I blow it when the kids aren't doing push-ups properly.
Hey, this is intervention time.
Yep.
Someone needs to turn up and get you and put you somewhere safe. Rubber walls.
So how long have you got to go, Mez?
I think I've got another 4 to 8 months. Who knows when we get... Do you know why? Because this is what I call Mezzi's law, right? You know how you got Murphy's law, which is if something can go wrong, it will. Mezzi's law is if something can go wrong to Mez, it will. So I'll get out of quarantine. I'm due to get out of quarantine on the weekend, and I will bet you that it's the day that I'm due to get out of quarantine, the Australian government's going to go, okay, everybody, 4 weeks mandatory quarantine like they did in New Zealand, and I'm going to go back into my Anne Frank cupboard.
Oh, that'd be so funny.
Hey,
I love that.
Did you know they've run out of jigsaws because ScoMo said that Jenny's gone out and bought some jigsaw puzzles? Do you know that if you Google, it's one of the most Googled subjects now, jigsaws, around the world, and I just had one delivered today. I've got one of the last jigsaw puzzles, I think, in the country. Try and find one. Try and get one online.
What's your go-to board game, Mez, in there?
I was going to be jigsaws, but unfortunately, after I ate a tub of craft glue,
doesn't appeal.
It's gone. It's gone completely. What's your puzzle, Jane? What's the picture of?
Well, I'll tell you what not to play with your kids. As I discovered, it's a game called Cards Against Humanity, which is incredibly disgusting and filthy. And my 30-year-old twin boys have never laughed so much. Don't play it with your children, all right?
Oh, that's brought me so much joy because here I was thinking I was the worst parent.
No, hey, I'm pretty much the worst.
Me and my boys sit down and we look at those, you know, those pens when you turn them upside down, the women's swimsuit comes off.
They are amazing. How if only good. I had one of those.
Hours and hours. You just can't tire. You'd stay in there for another week. Yeah. So much fun.
We're full of parenting tips here at Kennedy Malloy.
Well,
It made me feel better.
Good luck. Our thoughts are with you. And when you come out, a big coming out, I imagine there'll be a brass band and some red carpet and a welcome back. We can't wait, mate.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. The moment I step out the front door, the police are going to say, turn around, go back inside. There's another 4 weeks for you.
So we'll have a Zoom party with you or a house party.
Yeah. Good on you, mate.
Zoom from prison.
Good on you.
That's right. Very good. It's Kennedy Malloy.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Now, this is quite a bizarre thing I'm about to say, and it's a reflection upon you and I, Mick, but in a positive way, I have to say.
Here we go. I'm all ears.
Okay. An English teacher has decided that a segment that we had done was indicative of interesting Australian language, and that perhaps a segment that we had done on the way that we speak on air could be of value to her classroom.
Right.
Now, I don't quite believe how this could be possible and whether it's true. So we thought we better get the teacher on the line to find out what she wants to know. Why she's calling on us in any possible way to help students.
Homeschooling's gone too far.
Maybe it has. We've got Anna Stewart on the line. Hello, Anna. How are you doing?
Hi there, Jane. Hi there, Mick.
Hello, Anna. Thank you for your time. Can we ask which school you teach at?
I teach at St. Bernard's College in Essendon.
All boys or is it
a mix? Yes, it's an all-boys school.
All-boys school. Okay, now that's important for me to know.
Now, what was the segment that you heard that you thought might be useful as a teaching aid for your students?
Look, a lot of segments I hear I think are terrific aids, and the one that I've particularly asked for on this occasion is the one where you're talking about minimum chips.
Minimum chips. We were speaking with Brandon, who runs a website called Minimum Chips. Here's a little snippet from the interview you're referring to.
The term minimum chips is not Australia-wide, is it? Would they know what we're talking about in Perth?
Perth, maybe. Darwin, maybe.
They have large, small or medium as well. So there's only a couple of states. Now, should you pay for salt or chicken salt or sauce?
Should get your choice of salt. Should never pay for salt.
It's un-Australian.
It is un-Australian.
It's un-Australian. Vinegar as well, yes or no?
Vinegar at home. It's a personal preference.
Lemon, that's another thing too.
Lemon, they can chuck a lemon wedge in.
How many potato cakes is enough that you should receive a free one?
My opinion, you order four, you should get five.
I'm 100% with you.
Is it like a baker's dozen?
You order double figures.
Two more.
Or the little crispy one that they can't sell independently.
Chuck it in.
Now, where do you start? That's obvious. There's no Nobel Prize stuff.
In particular, did you find that could be a useful tool? Is it because it's so parochial?
That would be part of it. I think there's a lot within it that that is quite rich, I think. So linguistically, I think it's very rich because of the way everyone interacts with each other, but also the fact that you're talking about things that are so Australian and iconic, and the kinds of language that you're using as well is so iconically Australian as well.
Have you heard any of the segments where Jane just swears on air?
You know what? I think they're even some of the best segments that you can use.
Oh, thank you, Anna. Yeah. Finally, someone supports.
I'd like her language to be a little more ladylike from time to time.
And
how old are the students you teach? And
do they 17?
Do they stand any chance 17? Out there in the real world?
Now, there's a good question, isn't it?
Anna, how many 17-year-old boys are in your class? I am quite close to the proximity of a 17-year-old boy, and one's enough for me. How many do you have?
We have around 25 in our class studying English language,
You deserve to be Teacher of the Year. That's amazing. We'll look forward to perhaps getting some more peppering segments more.
Do you know what I'm going to do, Anna? Anna, I'm going to start sending you things I think that we've done that may be useful from now on.
Love that so much. That would be just a dream come true.
All right, well, stand by. Your inbox is about to be peppered. With some fruity language and salty bits, but
enjoy the peppering.
Thank you. We take it as a great compliment.
We do, and we'll come.
Thanks, Jane.
Maybe we'll come out and do something live for your class one day, or be there at their graduation should they ever graduate.
Who knows nowadays, right?
Good on you, Anna.
Right. Well done.
Thanks.
Thank you,
Kennedy Malloy.
Can I tell you just quickly that that's not the first time my work has been used as a teaching aid.
Really?
So I ran into a teacher once in a pub. He said, "Oh, look, you don't know me, but I've been teaching English in the outer islands of the Solomon Islands in the South Pacific." He was on one particular island, and I was teaching English to the children, and I had no spoken word English apart from a copy of the Brown Album, which was a Martin Lloyd album back from 1992. 93.
Aria winning album.
Aria
too.
Winning. And he goes, if you ever want to go on a great holiday, go to this particular island where every child between the ages of 8 That's and 14 amazing. Can recite that album word for word. And I went home and I went, wow, is that a useful teaching aid? Mm. And I played a couple of sketches just to see what they might be saying. Now? Stuff like this.
Ladies, are you looking for an outfit that's just a little on the uncomfortable side? That's kind of formal, but for some reason only comes in a range of colours that never seem appropriate no matter what the occasion? Then why not visit Australia's most exclusive fashion boutique, the Female Premier?
Yes,
the Female Premier has a disappointingly limited range.
Turn it off. I wonder if they play the panpipes as well, which is really nice in the back of the flute.
Can you imagine little kids from the Solomon Islands running around 8-year-olds seeing ladies?
Well, they'd be adults now, so I might still go. Let's go do a show from there.
All right.
All right, guys. Trigger words for them.
Plenty more to come. This is Kennedy Malloy.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
I've got a bit of news for you.
What?
About someone that was, you know, in her day, one of the biggest celebrities in the world.
Oh, good Lord. Who are we talking about?
I'm talking about Samantha Fox.
Samantha Fox?
Yes.
Absolutely. You know, well.
She was the classic Page 3 girl when they used to, in those good old days.
Rest in peace. Remember the Page 3? You'd skip down to the newsagent, get your paper, come home.
I had a Samantha Fox poster.
Put your thumb on your tongue.
A poster of it.
Put your thumb on your tongue and just flip open the front page and
to the next
hike a rumba. There they'd be, massive cans.
Yeah.
Taking up a full page and it was socially okay.
Yeah, it was all right, wasn't it?
You know.
Can we go back and just remember, because she also put out a single.
Oh, yeah. Touch Me.
Sing it. Let's go. Touch me, touch me. I want
to feel your body. Your That's right. heartbeat next and to did she, us. Or did she not enter a relationship with Peter Foster? Who was
Correct,
a well-known condom man?
Yeah. Wow!
Who was eventually captured jumping off a bridge in the Philippines?
What do you mean?
They tracked him down and got him. That's she lived amazing. A full, rich life. What's she done?
Yeah.
Why do you bring her up?
I bring her up because we would like to congratulate her because she's just getting married. She's just got
lucky
married.
Guy. Yeah. Lucky guy.
She's getting hitched to a girl.
I beg your pardon.
Yeah, not a guy, yes. Yeah. So
I beg your pardon.
She said, look, she had been married before and sadly her former partner had passed away. She said, I've slept with other women.
Oh, my God.
But I've not been in love before. She's now met a Norwegian mum of two, Linda.
Okay.
And they're about to get hit.
Do you have any footage of this?
I'm so confused.
Do you have anything that
I'm
we can
so
throw
confused.
To?
I'm confused.
Well, I'm confused too, and I'm a little let down because all those years I feel like I've been lied to now.
I agree.
Yeah, well.
Ogling her massive breasts on page 3. I can say that, ladies, because it was okay at the time.
That's what she wanted to do.
Yeah,
she wanted people to ogle her massive breasts.
Exactly.
And consider them ogled. Well, and now you're telling me she's had a change of heart. Well, that's disappointing. Unless you've got footage of it.
She came out a few years ago. But she said, she's had relationships with men when she was younger. Obviously, we said Peter Foster, and he's clearly put her off and made her switch teams.
Would it be so wrong if the Page 3 girls made a comeback?
I don't know whether it gets past the Me Too movement
now. I'm going to let you
now.
Just sit and ponder that yourself.
As long as
the world's a better place, I think, for it not to.
What if it was smart chicks with brain cancer? What if they were all had PhDs?
Like scientists searching the coronavirus or something.
So it's just a chick with a tits out and a couple of.
With a slide rule and a test tube.
And a Bunsen burner.
And a test tube.
In front of a Bunsen burner.
And glasses and hair in a bun.
Jeez, okay, stop it. You're turning me on. It's my perfect woman. All
anyway,
right, what else is going
congratulations
on?
Congratulations to you.
That's it. More of Kennedy Malloy after this.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
All thanks to the Great Northern Brewing Company.
Good on you, boys. Yeah. That is a top beer you are brewing down there. And I tell you what, it's a great ISO beer. By ISO, I mean isolation beer.
I know exactly
on your own.
What you mean, and it's perfect time
knock
to
the top
just,
off
a nice cold one. Oh, yeah, there's two types, your super crisp or your original, and I'm a super crisp.
How crisp do you want it? It's crisp, it's fresh, it's clean. It's 3.5,
crisp,
which is right in your sweet spot.
Yeah,
it's right in your sweet spot. It's not going to ruin your day. You can honk onto a couple. And in isolation, you know what you can do? Just imagine what you'd be doing in the great outdoors. Sitting there in isolation. It's like magic.
Yeah.
It transports you to the great outdoors.
It's funny you say that, the great outdoors, because also when you grab your Great Northern and you get your box, there's a unique code inside your case.
Yeah.
Check it out. You might win a 10, 20, or 50 buck voucher from Boating, Camping, Fishing.
Oh, BCA. Bugger me. Thanks That's too much.
So when you can all go out and do things, then you can use it all.
Go nuts.
So worst case scenario, you're just honking on to one of Australia's great beers.
Yeah.
Best case scenario, the minute they open the doors and yell stampede, you are off to some beautiful 100%. Corner of the great country, outdoors, with a voucher from Boating, Camping, Fishing.
It's
you're the king of the world. You're standing there. Yeah. You're going, echo, echo, echo.
Give it a try. Hey, you can grab it at all major bottle shops across Australia I'm sure you can get it online as well because all the bottle shops will have it stocked.
We're cracking a thirst right now. Yeah. I could knock the top off a Great Northern.
All right. T's and C's apply. Over 18s only. Drink responsibly. This is Kennedy Malloy.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Hey, by the way, the front bar back on the TV tonight.
It's on tonight.
You're
national.
About to head to the studios now. You're doing a national show tonight.
It's truly national tonight at 9 p.m. all around Australia. It's our ISO special.
Everyone.
It's our isolation special on tonight. How's this for a top shelf lineup? Andy Lee, Sam Pang, Fitzy, who's contacting us live from isolation.
He's still
in isolation, and my good self and Andy Ma. We're going to be talking about everything, what you're doing in isolation, your projects you've been working on, stuff to watch on the telly, things you can do.
That's a great idea. Will you be wearing masks?
No. We will be socially distancing, though.
Right.
Apart from a couple of man hugs. Surely they're still allowed.
They're not.
Sure, I don't think
so. They are not. Did you see what happened to Prince Charles? He tried to shake everyone's hands and
got the virus.
Must have shaked hands with Boris Johnson. And I believe the cash cow will be making an appearance as well.
who may be in
lockdown. So.
Well, wouldn't that be great?
It's got to be a good show.
At 9 o'clock tonight across Australia, everybody. Tomorrow,
we'll
talk to Matt McLaughlin.
He's
a great man to win about.
I went to Anzac Cove with that man.
Oh wow,
he's a good fella.
Dave O'Neill's going to join
Dave
us tomorrow
O'Neill.
As well.
Brilliant.
That'll be a huge Thursday show. Kennedy Malloy.
The Kennedy Malloy podcast is over for another day. Buy a case of Great Northern, score a $10, $20 or $50 VCF voucher with every specially marked case. Search Great Northern VCF for more information. T's and C's apply. Over 18s only. Drink responsibly.